right, Hunter Lawrence. Listen, I was surprised you raced today because that was a big one. Yeah. So good job racing today. You could tell that today you were just circulating and getting it done.
Yeah, I'm happy I could ride today as well. I wasn't sure how I'd be. Thankful to keep Eric happy. Rule number one at these races: keep
he's still gonna pay you.
Keep the promoters happy. We were just, I mean, you've seen it compared to yesterday.
Was it like just overall like soreness, or just did your head, or like?
I mean, dude, kudos to the Alpine Stars SM10 helmet. Like, I had a gaping hole through the helmet, and I have no scuffs on my head. Obviously, little sore head, but not. I mean, it's scary. Like, I should have a hole in my head. So thankful for that. And then just my right arm, like, all the backside of it's just like a water balloon right now. So just tough to ride with that. But, I mean, I could do enough, you know, get out there and still get some good practice laps in. And, no, it was good. I take the riding from yesterday, Super Pole, even the motos, how I was riding up until the crash. Crash was just one of those things. The whoops were...
gnarly.
Abnormally large this year, and I just getting into it, had a bit of a shitty run out of the corner, the rut kind of caved in, and then trying to drive through the first three, and I think on like the fourth one my front wheel just missed the tip of it, and as I've gone to extend, like commit to put it on the next one, as you do, the rear wheel spun as I've pretty much pushed all my chips in on that one to get traction.
Like, I gotta get bounce the front off.
Like, I need to get to that front because they're so deep, right? That was so big, and it spun, and that was that. So
it was pretty scary one. And then I felt like today, like your first main event, I was like, oh, he's pretty froggy, but then second, third,
I was like trying to just keep the arm moving and just trying to stay moving the whole day, but it's such a long evening, and it just deteriorated as the night went on. So
I think though, you made me laugh the most this weekend with the Super Bowl. They interviewed you, and you're like, see, the problem was he crashed. That was a great analysis by you.
Yeah. I'm like, see, if you asked my expertise, where I think he went wrong was when he hit the ground. You know, you can't crash in these one-lap races.
I was just like, because of the English and the French thing, right?
Yeah. No, the sense of humor takes a second to hit.
These are fun races, though, for you guys. And, look, you didn't have your full factory bike either, so I almost wonder, like, you know, you're a little bit, like, going in. I can't quite be on my game. I don't have my factory motor. But you still... you know, you make some money and you learn some things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good. Like, we're riding a stock bike with our suspension in it. Yep. Obviously, our grips and handlebars, but, I mean, it's a pretty good testament to the Honda bike that we're able to, I mean, you see Jet get some wins and, you know, put it up there last night, running up there with Malcolm, who's riding unbelievable. Yeah. I think it's good. It just makes it a lot better for the team as well, not having to send a full bike. It's a lot of money to send a full bike as well. It's like $20,000+. So these off-season races are something that the manufacturers are generous enough to let us do. So if we can help make it a little bit easier on them to support us in these ones, you know, we try to do what we can.
What about Malcolm, man? Really surprised of the weekend. He I talked to him before the race. He was underselling himself because he hasn't been riding much. From SMX, and I was like, okay, and he's like, I'm just here to like get some laps, and I'm like, okay, and dude, he was unbelievable. Good job, Malcolm.
Malk was on freaking fire this weekend. Unbelievable, bro. He was riding so good, just in tune, just hitting his marks. Tip of the cap, he rode really well, really well.
He did. Well, glad you're all right. Glad you raced today. We'll see you next weekend.
Yeah, Australia, baby. Cool. All right. Thanks, man.